there's this obsession with these people online being perfect. And that's how you know they're not making money, right? You know, the person who posted that isn't making a dime on the market, because that mentality of wanting to be right and wanting to be perfect, and I caught it perfect, it is a loser mentality. You cannot win like that.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. 99% of traders will never make consistent profits. So why listen to the 99% of advice? On this show, we're going to challenge some of the most hallowed and repeated tenets of trading, and in doing so, set you up to succeed where others fail. Spoiler alert, we don't have a secret strategy or magic wand that will let you skip out on the hard work of learning the markets, but we can debunk viewpoints that are holding you back. If that sounds good to you, come join us.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Anarchy Podcast. Hope you guys and girls are having an awesome week. We wanted to do something a little bit different today. We like, Jordan and I like hurting ourselves by scrolling through social media, trading social media, and seeing all the hilarity that ensues and the ridiculous stuff people post. So today we wanted to react to some juicy posts, preferably stupid, and comment on them. Jordan picked some without me knowing them. I picked some without Jordan knowing them. We're just gonna like react to some posts online and give some of our commentary. Maybe provide some useful information. Maybe not. Maybe just be entertaining. But we'll see. Jordan, how you doing?
Doing well, Levi. Yeah, I mean, we tell people to stay off social media, and yet, of course, we say that, but we don't actually
can't
do it ourselves.
No.
But that being said, yeah, there's some great posts, and I was like, why don't we just go through and we'll just throw them out there, and you guys can hear our opinions to actual posts. Now, this would be cooler on if we could like share screenshots or show you videos or snapshots, or this was all a video podcast, which we are planning on that in the future. But for now, we're going to stick to ones that we can either describe or just read out to you. So yeah, very, very exciting for this podcast because we've got some good ones. First one off, I want to just kick us up right off. This is, I won't mention the person's name because I'm not going to call people's names out here unless this was like a famous person that deserves it. But this is just from Facebook. Quote, passing prop firm challenges are easy using ICT PO3 method, smiley face sunglasses emoji. Hmm. And then there's a bunch of screenshots showing all the profits they have made. But key point, all the information is, of course, blocked out on it. So how do you get that? You simply copy it from someone else.
Yeah. Yeah. That, like, this stuff is so rampant that it's like it's everywhere, right? Like, it's so easy to fake stuff, and it'll scam some. I don't know. I see that a lot. I don't know why people still fall for it. Maybe if you're really new. But if you've been anywhere on social media, if you've been trading for longer than 6 months, that stuff just is really obvious. It's just everywhere.
I do want to call out ICT, though. If anything, just Google and check out ICT Exposed. The man, like, he's getting more and more stuff is coming out about him. He is an absolutely unhinged lunatic. And the man's absolutely insane.
We're going to tick some people off on that. I really like, there's well-meaning people who make money using ICT methods, but our point has always been ICT is just an overly complicated support and resistance strategy. Like, that's all it is. And I it's funny enough because my first post from Twitter, so I just took a bunch of Twitter screenshots for my stuff. My first one's on ICT as well. It's a guy, I guess I won't call him out personally, but it's a very big account, and he's an ICT guy. And he did a post on ICT haters. Goes something like, I notice all the ICT haters have never really tested his concepts or really tried to utilize them. They get in their feelings because they don't like his attitude. No logic whatsoever. Truth is, he's levels above what all of his haters will ever be. And the man's created more successful traders in this industry than everybody else. I don't like his personality too much either, but the stuff works. I'm here to be a better trader, not his friend. So that was that. I like this guy on Twitter. I follow him, but this one just made me laugh. And I sent a response because it's like, okay, first off, when you say truth is he's levels above all what his haters will ever be, that's objectively not true. The guy has not made any money off day trading. This is accepted. This is just abundantly true. Like, he's made all of his money. It's just fact. This is not us saying this. He's made all of his money off of, like, YouTube and ads and all that stuff. And back in the day, his, you know,
$1 million mentorships.
Yeah, mentorships. So it's like, yeah, and kudos to him, right? Like, I don't have that guy's money, but saying he's a levels above, what he can't use his own stuff. So you might think ICT works. He can't make it work, right? The guy himself can't make money trading. All right. So there's that. Then the part where he says the man's created more successful traders in this industry than anybody else. That's also patently not true. Like, yeah, there are successful ICT guys. Again, they're just support and resistance traders. I don't care what they say. I promise you, it's just 120 hours of content that you have to watch his mentorship program. At the end of the day, it's just an overly complex gobbledygook that boils down to supply and demand, support and resistance. Like, it's the first thing you learn. You're like, your strategy, you don't make money off your strategy, people. You don't. Strategy does not make you money. I promise you, it's you. It's strategy is just a lens. It's just a focus point to focus you on specific time frames and specific things. Your strategy doesn't make you money.
The algorithm.
Oh my God. And why do smart people believe his backstory? Have you guys ever actually just like dug into what he actually says about his own backstory and like the story of how he, like, I just don't understand. I'm sitting here like I have a podcast. I don't know what to say. I don't know why smart people believe it.
The Judas
but
swing.
If you do,
the silver bullet.
Look, ICT guys, if you're listening, we love you. All right. We love you. You can make money trading ICT. I just feel like you're purposely hurting yourself. You're a masochist. But that's all. That was my first one was on ICT as well. It just drives me crazy. I see it all the time on Twitter.
It is awesome. You can literally, and this should be encouraging to all you guys out there. You guys can literally make money trading any strategy. It's just about putting in the right amount of time, right? And not doing something completely mechanical, which ICT is not. Support and resistance, like none of, like, as long as it's not a completely mechanical strategy, you can be making money. And that should be the encouraging thing. ICT, the guy who founded ICT, can't make money, yet there are plenty of people, I know them personally, who do make money trading ICT. That should be encouraging to you. All right, next one.
So
here's by another guy, and this is so this is what irritates me. There's guys that post stuff that sound good and they're active and they post a lot, but then when you click on their profile, you can very clearly find out that they're posting all of this stuff because they're selling courses, right? Like, they're selling a bunch of stuff. So it's great advice a lot of the times, but it irritates me when they post every single day relatively decent stuff, but there's just an edge to it. And here, see if you can pick up on it. They call you stupid if you lose money for 5 years until in 1 month you earn more than their annual salary. Trading is life-changing. Now, so I don't know about you, Levi, but on the first read, you're like, oh yeah, that's great. And then you're like, wait a second, because what is it doing? It's saying, okay, until in 1 month, you earn more than their annual salary. Listen, if this guy is earning more than everyone's annual salary in 1 month, he wouldn't be on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's like, what I always tell people when it comes down to day trading is there's different levels. There obviously are. So there are traders who are profitable. But they, you know, they're not like multimillionaires. They make a living off of it, right? They make a living off of day trading, which is cool. But just because you make a living off of day trading doesn't mean you're some bajillionaire.
Well,
so
that's honestly most traders, right? Like most of the traders we know who are successful, like they make money, like they can live comfortably, but they're not billionaires or even millionaires more than usually.
Yeah. So that also has gotten a little bit, the whole, hey, if once you're profitable, you can, it's just a
scale up infinitely.
Yeah. You can scale up quickly and immediately to be making tons of money. Now you can scale up. right? That is if you really want to make a lot of money day trading, is it possible? Yes. It's not like, dang, it doesn't happen overnight, and it's not easy, and it's not quick. So yeah, I those type of posts, those kind of pseudo pat yourself on the back type posts are a little bit annoying, and I think they give the wrong message. I had one, and we mentioned that I actually brought this up a couple weeks back when we talked about like what can you actually expect to make day trading. This was a guy, I won't call him out personally, I respond to him on Twitter, but going through the quick math, his post on Twitter goes, quick math to make 100K a year. All right, 63% win rate with a 1-to-1 R, you know, risk to reward. You risk $1,000 per trade, you know, two trades. He goes through kind of the math and then goes, 100K per year. And then at the end, he goes, and that's all fine, right? And then at the end, he goes, can do this with a 20K account. And that's where it's like, okay, wait. Pause. Okay, so you have a 20K account and you're risking $1,000. You're risking 5% on your account on a 20K account, and you're telling people they can make 100K off of 20K. Are you out of your mind? Like that's obviously not true. And that just ticks me off to no end. Right. Again, like you were saying, like you can make money day trading, but as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, you make money not by these massive percent gains every month. You make it by scaling up the amount of money you have behind you to trade. Don't be telling beginners, so you can get them on your Discord. Don't be telling beginners you can make 100K off a 20K account, you moron. Good grief. Drives me crazy.
Yeah, 500%. 500% in a year
wins. And this is a big guy, and I followed him because I generally like his stuff, but it's like, dang, dude, what are you doing? Like, just yeah, makes me want to bang my head against the wall.
Yeah, insane. Well, speaking of that, here is a post that I think all of us have seen at the end in the comments on any Facebook post. Despite the dip, I'm still multiplying my portfolio by following Eloy Hewitt, calling this name out because it's a scam, trading system. He's truly a genius when it comes to understanding the market and always ready to assist others. Listen, guys, don't click on these things, please. People post on them all the time because clearly people click on them. Otherwise, they wouldn't post them. But don't click on these, and hopefully it's not picking up. There is a cat outside my window fighting, and he's just screaming like a banshee. Hopefully it doesn't pick up too badly.
I can't hear anything, but I don't have great headphones in right now.
There's a serious cat fighting cat outside my window. Cat war going on. Our neighborhood is full of cats. It's an issue. I gotta put like mouse traps around my yard to keep them from like just housing around the yard. But anyways, despite that, don't click on these things, guys. Listen, when anyone's saying like, anytime it's posted, listen, if it sounds like a scam, it is a scam.
It's a scam.
It's a trap.
Yeah. It's a trap. On Twitter, that's all. It's all over the place. So yeah, don't click on those, please, guys. I have another one. This one's on Twitter. I'll say this guy's name, Stocks and Real Estate on Twitter. Does post this picture of some, you know, guys, like they always do this where they post a picture of one of their followers going, thank you, man, you changed my life, and showing how much they've won. And it goes, one of my students made $330,000 in a day with my NVIDIA put trade, a doctor's salary in 1 hour simply by listening to me. This can be you. It's like, also Trading Chick, one of the girls I follow, I like a lot. She goes, and how many lost that much because of you? Because it's like, yeah. You can make a lot of money on the market, guys. You can. You can also lose that much money. There are equal amounts of people who lost $300,000 because they mortgaged their house and threw it down on NVIDIA puts. And lost all their money. So guys, trading is not a get rich quick scheme. If you want it to be, just you save yourself some time and money. Go to Vegas. It's a lot more fun. I promise you to just go and throw mortgage your house and throw all your money on red, and you'll have a better chance of getting of becoming rich than throwing all your money onto the stock market. I promise you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I just went through a bunch of shoes at the cats outside, and now they've moved on. So now we're good. Nice. Don't worry, no cats were harmed. next, what we've got here, it's a screenshot. And Levi and I were talking about this before the podcast. These screenshots are these are what actually irritate me the most about trading in on any forum. These are what annoy me the most is someone takes a screenshot of TradingView. And of course they have the little TradingView box there showing their take profit and their stop loss and where they entered. But guess what? There's no little arrows showing that they took the trade, meaning this TradingView is not attached to a broker or anything. This is literally someone took a screenshot, threw it into replay, and then put their box wherever they wanted, and then says, yeah, I took this trade and just made a bazillion dollars yesterday on the pound euro or the pound yen or the, you know. And it irritates the heck out of me. This one says, I shared this with you at the beginning of the week. I hope it helped you. Terms of bias, see you all tomorrow. Shaky hand emoji. And then it shows the trading view, like boxes where they took these and a couple little lines and an arrow showing like a 1 to 1,000 RR.
Yeah,
and
yeah, like, yeah.
Oh my God.
You grabbed it at the bottom. Like you put your stop loss, you bought it, you put your stop like right at the turn. You got the one tick away from your stop loss and you took it 1,001. You're a god. Amazing. Amazing. Good grief. Yeah, don't buy that stuff. Dude, just this morning, I'd sent you that picture, but just this morning, I took what I thought was a beautiful trade and it went my way, but it did tick me out by one pip, just dook, and then it went my way. And that's reality, right? You don't know exactly when stuff's going to turn. You give your best shots and there's this obsession, I think, with these people online with like being perfect. And that's how you know they're not making money, right? You know, the person who posted that isn't making a dime on the market, because that mentality of wanting to be right and wanting to be perfect and I caught it perfect, it is a loser mentality. We've talked about pride before on the podcast, but that you cannot win like that, because
your broker was hunting your stop loss, Levi.
Yeah, that's what it was. That this multi-bajillion dollar gosh, this multi-bajillion dollar corporation hunted my $500 stop loss. Unbelievable. But on the 1 minute candles, that's what it was. This stupid algorithm. If only I followed ICT. But anyway, yeah, that's just that mentality of wanting to be perfect and wanting to catch everything and wanting to brag online. It's just I would bet my house that the guy doesn't make any money, because you won't be successful doing that.
What else you got for me?
Yeah, I had one. How much time do we got? Because I actually had one that's not trading related.
I don't know. We can make this a two-parter if we want, because as I said, well, so I don't care.
Well, let's do this again. We'll do this again in some other time. But I did have one that popped out at me. It was actually a couple that I've seen lately.
Sure.
That I wanted to mention, because there's this really bad mentality that's popular on Twitter of like the world's the worst it's ever been and everybody's nihilistic. And it's like, so Adam Rossi posted on, he quote tweeted some post that was about these high res pictures of Pluto, whatever. And he said, we have the intelligence and ability to send a spaceship 3.3 billion miles into space. Don't tell me we can't solve the stupid problems of our time. There's another post from somebody else going, go to school, find a job, pay off debt, climb the ladder, vacation for 2 weeks, pay off mortgage, die. And it's like, first off, the whole, we can't solve the stupid problems of our time. We have solved the stupid problems of our time. And this is this bugs me.
No one's dying of polio anymore.
Holy crap. This bugs me so bad because especially since we're kind of on the edge of the youngest generation, we're millennials, but we're not Gen Z. We're telling an entire generation of young people that the world sucks. And I promise you the world is the best it's ever been right now. The moment you live in. The chances of that are mind-blowing, by the way.
Like you and I grew up, remember, we grew up, like, we lived in a neighborhood with a bunch of old, like, World War II vets. Everyone in our neighborhood, like, had grown up during the Great Depression as kids. And let me promise you, our, like, everyone was saving their plastic bags where we grew up because they were afraid there might come a time when you don't have plastic bags.
Yeah. So just to give some context, just some rough numbers. In 1990, this is 30 years ago. 34.
That's when I was born.
Crazy. Time flies. 35% of the global population lived in extreme poverty. 35. What is it now? It's 10%. It went from 35 to 10% in 34 years. Since 1900, global life expectancy has risen from 40 to 70. Death by homicide and war plummeted. Literacy rates, health, technology, they've all increased like crazy. We live in the best time of all times. And we were telling all these younger people, and this is why I like the idea of trading and the idea of freedom that it brings, because there's a lot of hope there. And I just want to just remind everybody, it bugs me because this idea of gratitude has kind of fallen away and we're not very grateful. And we don't recognize the time and that we live in and the amazing gifts that we've been given. I mean, to talk about just trading itself. You did not have the ability to day trade from your home 15 years ago, right? Well, okay, 20 years ago. I was just coming on about like 20, 25 years ago. But you didn't have that ability. Now we do. Like life, yeah, there's a lot of problems, right? But gratitude is one of those things that I think has fallen off and I think it's a really bad idea, especially in the age of where we're making now new AIs that kind of we're training in our own image to be really nihilistic about the world and how bad it is. And oh no, we're the worst. Like we're living like kings. We live lives. You live a life that kings of 500 years ago couldn't fathom. Couldn't fathom. You live that life. Yeah. So dang, man, it just, I don't know. It was just a reminder to me every time I see those to be like, man, we're very, very blessed. And yes, life's hard, very hard. And much harder for others, but we're very, very lucky. We're very, very blessed.
Maybe we do an off topic one. Maybe we need to do a podcast on just things that we have to be grateful for in general, because I mean, when you think about it, like you and I grew up with a lot of World War II vets in like our neighborhood. And we were the kids in the block and everyone else was kind of old. And it's like, if you look at the math, don't quote me on this, but I believe that all of the US deaths since the Vietnam War, so you take like the 1970s onwards, more people less people have died in war in the U.S. in the last 40 years, essentially 50 years, than in one day during World War II, right? And yes. We're freaking out. We're talking about all these wars and all this. Okay, yes, there's bad things that are happening. We're not saying bad things aren't happening in the world. But get a grip on reality and just take a look at actual history, not rewritten history. Let's go read the, Britannica from the 1970s, before there was ChatGPT and AI to change what actually happened. Take a read of history and just go, wow, we've got some great things to be thankful for. And it'll give you a new perspective on life. It'll give you a new perspective. Say, yeah, life is good. Sure, things could be better. And that's why, we believe that, we believe that you can change your life through doing, putting in the time and the effort, but also be thankful for where you are.
Well, and we said this is kind of off topic, but it's not really because especially for day traders, it's really important to have kind of that confidence and the gratefulness. Having a spirit of kind of gratefulness and positivity is really, really important because if you have a kind of idea of scarcity, kind of this scarcity mentality, and this is going to sound really ooh-woo, but like if you have the scarcity mentality, it makes it really hard to make money, on the market because you're afraid of losing. You're afraid of, you're wanting to hold on to what you got. You're one of those people holding on to their newspapers and plastic bags, like Jordan was talking about. It's really hard to be successful in day trading. So like getting that mentality of gratefulness and of positivity is really, really helpful. Not just in regular life, but specifically in day trading.